Concord 11, Warsaw 5. Quarter number two begins with the Minutemen in possession of the basketball, working still to the near end. We'll run through the stats for you here in just a second. Bolin off a screen to the right, then back off a screen to the middle. Warsaw switches and then switches back. Now to the near side for Smith. To the top for Bolin, swinging around to the right side. Messenger drives in, shoots an eight-footer a little long, and Drew Heckman, who's in the game at the quarter break, grabs the rebound and takes off with it for the Tigers. Heckman backs away. We're half a minute into quarter two. Oh, then Heckman, a stop-and-go move. Reverse layup, no good. Jaeger, the rebound, back up and in. Great move by Heckman, but for some reason, he went to the left side of the basket and then tried to look back over his head and spin it. It didn't spin, but Jaeger was there to clean it up. And Warsaw trails 11-7. Shaneher out to Bolin. Bolin drives right around Bricker, slips it in the lane for an open Shepherd, but he wasn't ready to shoot. Now he'll bounce it back out to Smith, to Bolin. Oh, he jumped a pass. Nobody was looking. It should be, they're going to call travel out top. Bolin jumped to pass the ball, and he didn't have anybody to pass it to. And so it's out of bounds to Warsaw. A minute and a quarter number two, down by four. The numbers through the first quarter, Concord 5 of 9 from the field, Warsaw 2 of 8, and the Tigers had 6 turnovers in the first quarter. And Carson Gould dribbled to the corner and then threw it away. Stolen by Shepherd, dribbles in on Heckman, stops, falls, got rid of it at the last second to Shaner. Now Messenger into the right corner for Smith. Then he threw it all the way down the floor, all the way out of bounds, and Warsaw will play it in for the baseline at the other end. Jackson Gould in for Carson Gould with 6:36 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw looking very sloppy and very uneven here in the first 9 minutes of the game. Heckman to throw it in baseline right at the far end. On the inbounds to get it to Jackson Gould. He'll shoot it left-handed the lane. No good. Tip by Jaeger, no good. Grabbed by Concord. That's Javion Shepherd that grabbed that rebound for the Minutemen. Bolin off a screen at the top. Backdoor cut open is Shepherd, and he missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by the Tigers. Jaeger to Bricker to Heckman. Back in the lane, Bricker for a little five-footer. That's way off the mark. Bricker goes down in a heap. And he looks like, he's rubbing his head. He got hit in the head. Nothing's going right for the Tigers. Bolin down the left side of the lane, open, banking it in. 13-6 Concord. And this looks like a lot of Concord-Warsaw games we've seen here the last couple of years. Sloppy and not well played, and the Tigers are down by 6. Good news is they still have a long way to go. Jaeger, right corner, Jackson Gould. Up the baseline for a floating four-footer is good. Gould floats one in to make it 13-9, and he gets the Tigers back within 4. 5.5 minutes left to play, second quarter here at the Tiger Den. Near side, Shepherd. Out for McEwen. McEwen against Jaeger. Those are two big humans right there. Right side open. Pro for 3. Good. His second 3 of the first half. He's got 8 and 34 points for the week. And Concord leads 16-9. Heckman left side for Jackson Gould right in front of the Concord coaches. Jackson crosses over, bounces to Heckman. Above the block, backs down in, offensive foul. Heckman back down in and ran over Shepherd. Drew with his first foul. That gives the ball back to Concord with 4:57 left to play here in the first half, at Concord leading 6-9. Kavanaugh back into the game for Concord. Well, I don't know what's got to change, but something's got to change, and it's got to change soon. This game's going to get away from the Tigers. Drive by Bolin, under the basket for Pro. In the corner, Kavanaugh for 3, way short. Heckman's got the rebound for Warsaw. Heckman starts up the floor, gets the elbow, down to the middle of the court, spins in and scores. Drew Heckman's got his first 2. 16-11, Concord by 5. 4:30 left to play before halftime. Across the line, Bolin. Drifts to the right against Bricker. Out to the top for Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh to the inside, pass tipped by Gould, and out of bounds. So it'll be out of bounds to Concord. Foul line extended at the near end of the court, on the near side of the court. They bring Messenger back in and take Shepherd out. Again, the way Derek Deshone sees this team right now, they can put pretty much anybody they want in the game out of their top 10. And they feel like they can still accomplish a lot. Pro curls around Jackson Gould, floats in an 8-footer, good. Pro's already got 10 halfway through the second. Heckman the other way. Dribbles into the lane, backs down toward the block, skips it across. Jackson Gould for three, good. Gould's got 7. He's a point away from 1,000. 9-9-9 in his all-time scoring column. 18-14 Concord. Pro spins, dumps it down in deep. Messenger shoots it up over Martin, no good. Jaeger grabs the rebound for Warsaw. Ahead to Jackson Gould. Jackson up the middle of the court. Left corner, Martin. A three on the way, no good. And a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is called on Kavanaugh. Derek Deshone is stunned. Honestly, I looked away. I saw Kavanaugh running toward the left baseline, and I didn't think he was going to be anywhere near Brandt, but apparently he must have gotten near him on that last step. And now Martin shoots three. The first one is good. Brandt is a very good free throw shooter. He was 7 out of 8 last weekend. He's at 85% for the season. Two more coming up for Martin. That one's up. It's good. Carson Gould in for Bricker at 3:31 of the second, with Warsaw down by 2 pending Martin's third free throw. Martin averages 7 a game. He had 20 in the 2 games last weekend, including 16 here against Peru, and he made all 3. Martin makes all 3 and gets Warsaw to within 1, 18-17. Warsaw pressing. In the backcourt, Bolin. One-on-one against Carson Gould. Now he goes behind his back to get it through the center circle, coming to the near side to Pro. Pro up the baseline. Cut off by Jackson Gould. Back out to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh against Heckman. Now he bounces to the right side for Bowen. Down to the baseline for McCune against Jaeger. They clear out the side for him. Backs down, turns baseline side. Jaeger swats it out of bounds off the baseline. Jaeger gave him just a little bit of space. And then when McCune went up, Jaeger got all of it and swatted it off the end line. Bolin to throw it in with 3:06 left to play before halftime. Oh, they had Pro in the corner and missed him. Pass out top, tipped and taken away. Heckman the steal. He'll drive in from the left. Down to the baseline, forced it up, no good. Rebound grab by Kavanaugh for Concord. He had no angle and nobody to pass it to, so he forced it up from a bad spot and couldn't make it work. Bolin. Dribbles to the left, bounces out McEwen between the circles against Jaeger. Works him down to the free throw line. Looking, throws it to Pro. Pro now out to the right for Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh to the free throw line. Squares up, right side, turning his messenger, shooting for three. No good. McEwen got the rebound over Jaeger, and he shot it up and in. McEwen at 6'4 got the rebound over Luke Jaeger at 6'8, and there was not a foul involved. 20-17 Concord, 2:15 left to play before halftime. Right corner, Heckman. He shoots a three-pointer. He got it. Heckman with 5 points in the quarter and in the game, and we are deadlocked at 20. Bolin across the line. Takes it down to the right wing toward the baseline. Cut off there by Carson Gould. Now picks up his dribble in front of the Warsaw coaches. Slips it inside McEwen. He takes it in. He missed it. Martin the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets far side for Carson Gould. Carson back to the near side for Jackson. Walks up to the arc. Spins in the lane. Turns and shoots a 12-footer. It's no good. Jaeger the rebound. Back up and in. Jaeger scores and the Tigers have taken the lead. 22-20 with 95 seconds left to play in the first half. Bolin near side. Against Carson Gould, down toward the corner. Up the sideline, he goes to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh dribbles into Heckman, bounces it out the wing to Messenger. Messenger down to Bolin on the block. Spins out of the baseline, reverse layup, high off the glass, no good. Tipped and finally grabbed by Jaeger for the Tigers. And Heckman, it's 1-on-3. Heckman, a stop-and-go move. Spins to the baseline side, shoots it up, no good. Tipped, no good. Tipped again, no good. Finally grabbed by Concord's Messenger. A minute to play before halftime. Warsaw 22, Concord 20, in a game that doesn't feel like it has stopped. It feels like we've been playing with a running clock. 50 seconds. Kavanaugh holding out on the left. Looking inside. Nobody open. Throws it out for Messenger. Back to the near sideline for Pro, who's got 10 of their 20. Pro to the top. Right side Messenger, now to Bolin. One-on-one against Martin. Bolin eyeing that baseline, but he sees Jaeger looking at him, and he knows he can't go there. And with 30 seconds left in the half, it's a good idea not to. Messenger out top to Pro in the center circle, now to Bolin, 20 seconds. Warsaw's only committed two fouls. They could be very aggressive here. 16 seconds. Bolin above the volleyball line, near side to the middle of the court, 10 seconds. Bolin to the center circle. Walks it up against Martin. Crosses over left elbow. Into the corner. Pro just forced up a three. No good. Rebound tip grabbed by Jaeger. He'll shoot up from 70 and it's way short. The Tigers get a stop and take a 22-20 lead over Warsaw into the halftime locker room. First half scoring comes your way after this two-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Warsaw, one of the local banking institutions, is sponsoring a money grab here at halftime. They're going to spread money, $1,000 worth of cash, out on the gym floor, and they're announcing what ticket winner will have a certain amount of time to pick up the cash. Concord and Warsaw locked up at a good one here at Warsaw at the Tiger Den. Warsaw 22, Concord 20. First half scoring for the Minutemen, Jalen Bolin 2, Andrew Kavanaugh 6, Parker McEwen 2, and Lucas Pro finished as the first half leader with 10. Warsaw led by Jackson Gould and Luke Jaeger, each with 7 in the first half. Drew Heckman had 5 off the bench. Brant Martin hit 3 free throws for the Tigers to account for their 22 points. Warsaw trailed after 1, 11-5, but outscored Concord in the second, 17-9, to take the lead at halftime, 22-20. We were tied once. That was at 20, and we had 2 lead changes. Warsaw lost the JV game to Concord 50-45. Concord's now 10-4. Warsaw 7-5. Maiden Berger with a career-high 15 points. Berger had only scored 12 points all season for the JV. He scored 15 here tonight in the losing cause. Again, the varsity game at halftime, Warsaw 22, Concord 20. We're 2 minutes away for the first half stats on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Tiger Den, Warsaw 22, Concord 20. Halftime stats are brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Parker Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Concord in the first half, 9 of 22 from the field. That's 41%. They were 2 of 5 for three-point range. They did not attempt a free throw. Warsaw was 8 of 20 from the field. That's 40%. 3 of 5 for three-point range. 3 of 3 at the free throw line. The rebounding edge to Warsaw, 14-9. The Tigers had 4 offensive rebounds to Concord with 2. Turnovers, Warsaw better in the second quarter. They had 8 for the half. Concord ended up with 5. Points off turnovers, Concord 6, Warsaw 2. Second chance points, Warsaw 4, Concord 2. Points off the bench, Drew Heckman 5, Concord none. And points per possession, Warsaw 0.88 and Concord 0.83. This should not surprise you. This is the way Concord wants to play. They're totally fine, even being down 22-20 at halftime. They're totally good with this. So if you're thinking that Derek Deshaun's not probably pleased with the way this is going, oh no, he's thrilled to death. Remember, they average 44 points a game, and they're giving up just a little more than that per game. So this is fine for Concord. If this game ends up 45-44, 47-45, they're thrilled to death with that. That's the way they need to play it. For the Tigers, I'm not 100% sure how to describe it. It just looks very methodical. It looks stiff. It looks rugged. It just does not look smooth at all, and I can't tell you why. I'd tell you if I could figure it out, but I just don't know. They just are not moving the ball well. They are turning it over. They're making too many bad passes, making bad decisions, and it's getting them in trouble. That's how you get 8 turnovers in 16 minutes of play, and you only get off 20 shots in 16 minutes. Yes, it's going to be a lower possession game, but then you can't have 8 turnovers. You got to keep turnovers to 8 total. Plus, Warsaw just didn't have a lot of energy in the first half. The crowd is here. It's not a huge crowd, a crowd by any stretch of the imagination, but this crowd is trying to will this team to get on a run and get things going, and the team just hasn't given them a whole lot. Better in the second quarter than the first. Well, let's see what happens here in quarter three. 22-20, Warsaw leads Concord. Those are the first half stats. Brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. We start the third after this 2-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw.